Lord Mayor of Darwin, Convat Scarlis. Good morning, Con.
Good morning, Kate. And I just listened to your previous talker, Dave Malone, which I know very well, and I agree with Dave. We all have to work together. I have to tell you that the council is a big player in the economy in Darwin. This year, we put $60 million in the local economy, and now we're deliberating the budget for next year. And I tell you, we will continue to put money into the Darwin economy, and certainly we support strongly Darwin suppliers. We move from 80% local content to 95% local content. And beautifications will continue. Yesterday we had to talk with a big player in the northern suburbs about beautification of a big avenue there and other streets. So we are really astute about what's happening in the economy. Tonight I will actually move a motion about having 2 months parking free in the CBD to support the local businesses.
Good on you.
And currently we'll be looking at other models they use in other states and other countries, how to stimulate the local economy.
Good on you. And I think, like we've heard all throughout this morning, we've got to get together here. We've got to band together. These are unprecedented times, and only Territorians can really, help each other and help ourselves in this situation.
Do not listen to the negative people. I know they're negative people. They don't even live in Darwin. They're bagging Darwin for the same reason, because they don't like Darwin. I don't care. Stay away. We don't want you here. We want people that have got positive outlook. And things will be happening in Darwin. Not only council, but private sector is doing something. The federal government is spending a lot of money in the territory at the moment with the defense. And more are going to come. So do not think negative about Darwin. Yes, we have our problems. Tell me one place that they don't have problems, and let's all move there. There isn't.
So
I'm telling you.
2 months, your proposal. And you're moving the motion tonight in the council meeting, 2 months free parking in the CBD. I know that the government tomorrow is announcing their stimulus package and what they're going to be doing to try and get people spending money and doing more investing in the territory. Has the council got any capacity here to maybe have a bit of a stimulus of their own?
Spending money. Bring forward things that we want to do instead of actually do it in the never-never. Let's bring it forward, especially the next budget. Continue to do what we're doing, probably not as much as we did this year, but certainly we've got the capacity to do it. We'll be seriously looking at other things, about not only about the business, but the common people. Somebody brought to my attention yesterday that we don't have the savings that other countries have. So if something goes wrong, we'll be struggling to actually pay our bills, our mortgages. Can we make it easier for people? Can we actually reduce the fees and charges or keep them the same? That would be very important.
Con, what can we bring forward? What different projects could you bring forward from the council's perspective at this point?
Well, the velodrome will be one. The velodrome is going to be something that actually we'll be spending money, and we're trying to do it as soon as possible, despite the delays, and that was not our fault. Other things we want to do, some of the street beautifications. We haven't seen beautification in our streets for a long, long time. An entry statement to Darwin. They're going to be, believe it or not, sometimes the small projects can spend a lot of money. We're currently spending in 8 projects $2 million. We can do the same thing next year and put another $2 million in the economy. Beautify a road, we can spend another $2 million in the economy. All these little things that the council cares they're able to do, we'll consider it in this year's budget, bring them forward.
What's the process in terms of bringing them forward? What do you have to do? Does it need to be brought forward tonight at the council meeting?
We've got a lot of things in the pipeline.
Yep.
Let's prioritise which one we want to see as soon as possible.
Okay.
The money we spend. The other two things. One is you put the money in the economy. The second is, at the moment, the prices you get are really competitive. So we can do more things with the same amount of money that we have done 5 or 10 years ago when the economy was booming.
Con, can I ask you about a couple of different things in terms of closures? I know in Melbourne they have closed the public libraries and also the swimming pool, the public swimming pool. They're not on the agenda at this point for council here in Darwin, are they?
Absolutely not. I'm listening to Di Stevens all the time. Every time she's on the radio, and I will only listen to Di Stevens. I will not listen to fake news in Facebook.
But Hugh Heggie, you'll listen to as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. Well, he's not often the radio, but Di is. But I have to tell you, we will take advice from the government and the medical team that Di is leading. If it comes to the point that we have an epidemic in Darwin, we only had one person that been now discharged back in Sydney. We haven't had many, but it will happen. This is not when. It's actually when, not if it happens.
Yeah.
So then we'll take measures. Melbourne closed down their libraries. They closed public meetings. They closed meeting places. So we have to be prepared for everything. At the end of the day, the health of our citizens is paramount.
Can I also ask on, there's been a lot of discussion about the markets and whether Mindle Markets, Perap Markets, Rapid Creek, Nightcliff, whether they're all continuing on. I know that the advice from Di was, you know, when you're talking about static events, it's very different to what it is when you're talking about people at the markets sort of moving around. Well, from your perspective, at this stage, they're all go, keep happening?
From my experience, every time I went to the market, I do not stay 2 hours in the same spot. I just move around, or if I go somewhere to stay, sit down with my friends, very close group of friends. It's not like I heard in the grapevine that last weekend there were 25,000 people in the stadium in Townsville watching a football match.
Yeah, there was.
I also heard that the doctors in Townsville are waiting for the worst to happen. You've got 25,000 people. You only need two or three people with the coronavirus, and you're going to have quite a few people because you're sitting among a crowd for more than 10, 20 minutes. You need only 15 minutes or more for the virus to get hold. Markets are not the same. It's open air, open space. I went to Nightcliff Markets on Sunday. I have to say there were not many people as usually are, so people are worried about it. But again, the markets is not something I'm really overly worried. I'd be more worried if we've got, let's say, a performance in the entertainment centre where 1,000 people have to stay in for 2 hours.
Well, and I'm sure that they as well are doing the same as NT Major Events and a lot of the others. When you talk about bigger events, they're making sure that they're going through that risk assessment, as I'm sure council is doing as well.
I get a lot of emails now from events that are cancelled. The Royal Australian Air Force birthday party has been cancelled. Other things have been cancelled. Cocktail parties cancelled. Meetings are cancelled. People are very aware of the possibility of transmitting the virus and they cancel the event. They don't want to be responsible for passing this virus to everybody else, and I commend them for that. Mm. We will take the same approach. We don't have events. We don't have personal contacts if possible. We have put soap and disinfectants in all our toilets, in our buildings, in our libraries. We're trying to keep our staff healthy and we try to keep our citizens healthy.
Well, we've got a message from Mark. He said, Katie, can you please let everyone know that the Perap and Nightcliff markets are on? So I know that there's a lot of people that are sort of worried that maybe, you know, probably for some of those stall holders, they want to make sure that the message is loud and clear that they're still happening.
Look, if you keep your distance from the people, and most stall holders are actually behind a counter, so it's about a meter distance between you and the other person, I can't see why I should be worried. But if you're worried, you can stay home or pop in, get what you want to go and walk out very quickly. 5-10 minutes and that's it. Still, you're in the markets, you bought what you wanted and go home. Again, you don't know. Try to avoid places where people are having a cold, they're coughing, they don't put their hands in front of their mouth when they're coughing. Wash your hands with soap. People say sanitizer. Yes, sanitizer is good, but soap is the one that dissolves the fatty layer of the virus that actually destroys the virus. And it's very cheap, very efficient, you can find anywhere.
Con, can I ask, I know that council is meeting tonight. You and I have already discuss some of the things that are going to be on the agenda. What else is on the agenda tonight at the council meeting?
Well, the one that actually people are concerned about, the casino, want to remove the loan and put car parking. That would be a very interesting thing, but I have to point out that that loan is the property of the casino. It's not council property.
So you can't really stop it from happening,
really,
can you?
We don't really have to do it, but they still have to go through a process with DCA and everything else. So council cannot really stop them remodel the casino. Personally, I think it's not a very good idea, putting another 100 car parks there and removing that beautiful thing. That's my personal opinion. And I think if I would talk to the casino, the management, I said, you can find a way to do it differently. Why you want to actually do it there? You can find somewhere else to do it. But it would be an interesting discussion.
It will be an interesting one. Now, I know new Alderman Paul Arnold, this will be his first meeting tonight as well, won't it?
Oh, no, he came yesterday to another meeting yesterday, a team building exercise. But this will be the first meeting officially, and he will be inaugurated about 4:30 to 5 o'clock this afternoon before we go to the meeting.
Well, Convat Scarlett, there's no doubt we're in some different and unprecedented times, but...
Before we go, I know today that Qantas cancelled 60% of domestic capacity in Jetstar. Guys, don't fly. Just get your car, get in, drive it. You probably have 5 days isolation in the car and then come somewhere beautiful and warm. The other thing that we hear is they exploring medicines that actually they find out that might have an effect on virus. One, it's an anti-HIV drug. And the other, which is surprising, it's a chloroquinine, something we used for malaria before. We don't use it anymore. I mean, scientists are doing their best to find a cure. And I think it wouldn't be long before we actually find something about it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, really importantly, like you said, you know, we can still drive places. We've got to look after each other. We've got to really support local business as best we can as well. I know that some of us are facing some unprecedented times in terms of our finances and things like that. But if you can get out, go and buy a coffee locally, go and have some dinner somewhere locally if you can afford to.
You can do it very quickly, 5 minutes, give me a coffee, take the coffee and go somewhere else and drink it by yourself if you're worried about it. Look, we're not Melbourne, we're not Sydney. We only had one case. I have to say also I'm very, very pleased the government and Larrakia Nation are returned to country, a lot of dinner on people here. That's the best time to do it. No, we don't have any cases. The last thing we want, cases to be in Darwin, people panic, run back to the communities, taking the virus with them there. Do it now, do it well. I heard that a lot of people actually can't get a seat on a plane because planes go to certain communities. Well, you can adjust it. Get a plane run, a milk run, take to different communities, take people there, save them and save the communities.
Konvat Skarlis, Lord Mayor of Darwin, always good to chat with you. Thanks
Have
so much
morning.
For your time. You are listening to Mix 104.9's 360.